This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're in the second hour of this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer in studio for Alex, who's been working like a busy beaver on some other projects that you'll know about soon enough. And I am joined on the phone now by Dr. Richard Bartlett, who wants to get into what I think is long overdue, and I'm curious why they're talking about studying ivermectin now, a year and a half later. It's almost unreal that I'm even doing this interview a year and a half later. It should have been going on years ago. But first, I have to ask Dr. Bartlett what's going on with this story, where he has been issued a criminal trespassing warning by Medical Center Hospital. So I'm guessing, Dr. Bartlett, that they didn't like you calling out the fact that they were putting human beings in plastic bags, which is a number one choking hazard that everybody knows about, and yet they're doing this to their patients. So what's going on with this mistreatment of you, Dr. Bartlett?
I've had people ask me, do you think that this might be retaliation for helping a whistleblower get her story out about a teenage daughter who had low oxygen saturation of 85%. She was in distress with COVID, and she had a plastic bag placed over her head, and she had no supplemental oxygen during that 30 minutes that she was under the bag. And so people are asking me, is this possibly retaliation? But I can say that, I haven't been able to give a statement, and so I'm giving it to you right now about this whole thing. I was invited into the hospital by an employee that I met outside the hospital. I had no intention of going in, and no one ever asked me to leave. And I was I asked the employee outside, have you seen any of these plastic bags that they were putting over people's heads? And he said, no, but, I know someone that would know. So he escorts me in, and I'm greeted with fist bumps and handshakes and smiles. And in an administrative office, there were no patients that are allowed in that area. And when I pulled my camera out, I saw these equipment bags that were over equipment, of all things. And I thought, are those the bags? And he said, yeah, but we're modifying. And I said, really? And so I had my phone. I took a picture of these plastic equipment bags over equipment. And that seems to have triggered them. That gentleman seemed nervous all of a sudden, went into another room and started texting. And I didn't feel the welcomeness anymore, so I walked out of the hospital. It was an administrative office. It was an area where no patients were allowed. And anyways, this is the hospital that is right now actively being investigated by the state for this practice of putting plastic bags over patients' heads. And, initially there was a press conference where it seemed like the CEO was implying that this was just a one-time experience, because there was one picture that surfaced on social media of this teenage girl with a bag over her head. But to my shock and to the shock of many people, this was something that seems to have been a hospital protocol for up to a year, and they could have stopped the practice any time during that year. But the initial response of the CEO was almost like, we're doing this under certain conditions. It's totally appropriate. Other hospitals are doing this and justifying it because if someone doesn't want to wear a mask, or he gave criteria for putting an equipment bag, a plastic equipment bag over people's heads down to their waist. And he had criteria that he gave. But I've never heard what hospitals are doing that. Johns Hopkins University, Baylor Scott & White, MD Anderson. He never suggested any other hospitals that are doing it. And it wasn't until a day before the Texas Department of State Health Services investigator arrived at the hospital that all of a sudden they dropped the bagging of patients that were short of breath. And they could have changed it any time in the year before. But, I ordered a roll of those bags so you can see how they fit. And I opened that today. And I was shocked that it really was not a thick plastic. It wasn't a thing.
We
got
to go to a break, Doctor. Hold that statement right there, and we will be back live in 60 seconds.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So here's the situation that we have the good Dr. Richard Bartlett on to talk about. We reported it here, I can't even keep track of the days, but probably a few weeks ago, how they were using plastic bags as some sort of medical barrier for COVID patients. And they were literally putting plastic bags over people's heads and bodies down to their torsos in hospitals. Now, you hear this for the first time and you think that this is completely insane. This is, of course, a safety hazard that everybody knows about for kids. You put on plastic bags. Don't let children use them. They can choke. It's a choking hazard. It's a breathing hazard. You know, not to put a plastic bag over your head. I mean, again, it's like you don't run with scissors. It's all, you know, but somehow they're doing this in hospitals. So a whistleblower came out and Dr. Bartlett hopped on the story to figure out what was going on. And then they responded, oh, but this is just procedure. This is just our normal procedure. We've been doing this. Whether they lied about that or not is still unclear. So Dr. Bartlett went to find out exactly what was going on. He went to that hospital. He was welcomed in. Shook hands, said, hey, you know, what's going on? What's this procedure I hear about with the plastic bags? Well, then he starts asking some questions, finds the bags they're using, and all of a sudden they become standoffish. And now that there's an investigation going on to the use of the plastic bags, all of a sudden the hospital has supposedly changed what was their protocol from putting plastic bags over people's heads to not putting plastic bags over people's heads. This all sounds clown world, and I understand, because it is. Dr. Bartlett, did I recap all of that right, and where does it stand now?
So Medical Center Hospital is the hospital in Odessa. It's a hospital of over 400 beds, so it's a large hospital for the area. And, you know, there's 800 hospitals approximately in Texas, but the Department of State Health Services, the state of Texas, was concerned enough that we right now have an active investigation of this particular hospital, where they sent a seasoned investigator from Austin, from the Capitol, to check into this, because it is that concerning to the state to put plastic bags that are made for equipment, not made for human use, over people's heads and make that a protocol. That wasn't a one-off. That wasn't once or twice. My understanding is that they may have had this policy for a year, although they haven't been very transparent.
Well, and that was their original response, because it was so outrageous when people found out that they put a plastic bag over that woman's head. So it may have just been a clinical, just kind of like emergency response, like, oh, yeah, that's just protocol. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. If it was, we're talking about something even worse than just one person being treated like this.
Right. Well, absolutely. It's more than several people. And it sounds like it's been a policy for a year of a busy hospital. And so my understanding is that they were doing this for any COVID patient transferred anywhere in the hospital. I just spoke to a wife whose husband had came home from the ICU there, and she said that to her horror, when she saw that picture of the child with a bag over her head, she asked her husband, who's still recovering, and he said, yes, they put that over me several times. And so, you know, over the last 30 years, I've been a fierce patient advocate, and I've been very public about holding everyone accountable in healthcare, to be transparent and to be accountable. And so, you know, apparently this hospital in their hospital minutes refers to what's known as the ICARE values: integrity, compassion, accountability, respect, excellence. I don't know how this applies to putting a plastic bag over someone's head that might be fighting for breath. And so bottom line, we have to stand up for those that they can't only stand up for themselves. They can't, they don't even have the breath to speak possibly. And so, those that are in positions of responsibility need to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves. But you know, what about if you came to visit your grandmother at the nursing home and you saw this fragile elderly person with a bag over her head sitting in the corner in a wheelchair?
Or let's say, just to put this in a different realm, let's say you go to the daycare where you leave your kid every day, and they're running around with scissors, or hell, they're putting plastic bags over their head and nobody's taking them off. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like you would never do that, and if you saw that, you would either have somebody investigate them or you would never send your kid to that daycare again.
I guarantee that nursing home would be shut down if they were putting plastic bags over an older person's head that was low on oxygen, literally documented to have an oxygen saturation at 85. Instead of putting supplemental oxygen, put a bag over them. If that hospital got caught doing that, one nursing home got caught doing that one time, that nursing home would be shut down. And you're exactly right. It's unhealthy whether you're a child in a daycare or whether you're an elderly person in a nursing home. You wouldn't want grandma to have a bag over her head. You know, to have this as policy, even if the nursing home says that's our protocol, well, that would not fly to say that and to think that everybody should put up with that. But, you know, I've been invited over the last year and a half. I've been doing interviews, been sought out to give my advice about dealing with COVID. This is literally part of a COVID protocol. You know, how about early outpatient treatment that's been effective? I've talked about budesonide that was confirmed by Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world. How about monoclonal antibodies? I was part of the first 3 weeks of starting a monoclonal antibody infusion center in Odessa across the street from that hospital, where I was 6 days a week for 11-hour days, dressed with universal precautions, sweating underneath all that white equipment, only surrounded by COVID patients. But I did it for a reason, because at least 70% decrease in hospitalization and death with monoclonal antibodies. And you know what? Oh, since we started that infusion center, the COVID census at that hospital across the street that was putting bags on people dropped from 107 COVID patients down to now 33 was the last number I heard. And so I consider that effective. That's effective COVID protocols.
But well, let's get back to that in the next segment, because I know that there's some tests that they're doing now, and I guess they're finally admitting ivermectin works a year and a half later. But let's put a bow on this story here, because, I mean, imagine if you walk into somebody's, you know, room and they're getting smothered with a pillow, and you're saying, hey, what are you doing? You can't smother that patient with a pillow. And they say, oh, no, this is just our protocol. Well, you'd immediately think the worst of that person. So, Dr. Bartlett, I mean, let's look at the evidence that we have and say it's pretty likely that the protocols was to put plastic bags over people's heads. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I mean, circumstantial evidence, I think you have enough to say that it's pretty sure that they were putting plastic bags over people's heads with protocol. So where does that lead? What conclusions do you reach, as bad as they may be, what conclusions do you reach about a hospital that would do that would make that protocol, whereas anybody else would look at that as something that is not just against all common sense, but an attack on somebody?
Oh, and I can't understand why no nurse, no doctor, no respiratory therapist said this is wrong. It's bad medicine. When someone's low on oxygen, you give them oxygen. You don't put a plastic bag over their head that could decrease their supply of oxygen when they're in distress, possibly. That's why they're in the hospital. But why didn't anybody report this? Or at least, and for them to, you know, I'm an ATLS instructor, advanced trauma life support. We taught the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation, stabilize the breathing. When I teach doctors that to work in the ER, we never had a plastic equipment bag there. We would talk about the endotracheal tube. We talk about, putting a face mask or with oxygen, supplying oxygen, giving them oxygenation. We never talked about depriving or doing a plastic back. This is totally foreign to me. It should be foreign to every seasoned healthcare provider that loves people. And so the bottom line is, you know, if you stand up for those that can't stand up for yourself, for themselves, and they can't speak up for themselves, you might get swung at. But you know what? It's the right thing to do to stand up for others. We got to help other people. And I just want to say these plastic bags are designed to cover equipment, medical equipment, not people. Yet the hospital has admitted to covering patients' heads with them. The community should be concerned that they don't want me there and that they don't want
to. Yeah, they're more outraged that you, a medical doctor, went there to ask about a protocol than they are about a potentially deadly protocol. I mean, people die. People literally die from putting plastic bags over their heads. That's why they put on these bags. Don't give to children, you know, under 5 years old or whatever. So, I mean, folks, imagine the mindset of a doctor or somebody putting a plastic bag over someone's head that's already
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With us, I want to move on to this other story now, where I guess we're allowed to talk about ivermectin now. Here are some headlines. Controversial drug. Oh, controversial. Yes, you must have that. You must have that addendum that it's controversial, even though it's Nobel Prize winning. Controversial drug. Ivermectin to be clinically tested in El Paso. Yes, it's controversial. They just label it controversial because they want it to be controversial because they're run by Big Pharma. NIH awards Texas Hospital $1.7 million grant to study efficacy of four drugs at treating COVID symptoms, including ivermectin, even though we've already done the tests and it worked. And then you have El Paso's Dr. Edward Michelson leads Active 6 National Ivermectin Study. So, okay. So, Dr. Bartlett, am I now allowed to talk about ivermectin for treating COVID? Are we now allowed to talk about it a year and a half later, or are we still deciding whether we're allowed to talk about it?
Wow, we're not only allowed to talk about it, Owen, but now it's got serious studies going at Texas Tech University, my alma mater. I went to Texas Tech in Lubbock, and so this is a branch in El Paso. And kudos to them for actually thinking about science and saying instead of using propaganda and smear campaigns, they want to look at the science. So they're doing a study. They have I think, $1.7 million given to them by the NIH. And I think that we'll have another layer of science about ivermectin specifically against COVID. So to say that it's not relevant, that it's not a reasonable thing to consider? Well, apparently the NIH hasn't heard that. Apparently Texas Tech hasn't heard that. And they think that there's something that we need to look at and we need to have more information. I got to say, just by the fact that we're having a major study done at a prestigious university, Texas Tech University in El Paso, supported by the NIH with funding, that we should be talking about ivermectin and COVID. But I'll tell you, it may not be pleasant for people who don't want a readily available, inexpensive solution. But I'll tell you, budesonide was proven to by Oxford University in two randomized controlled trials, the STOIC trial, the principal trial. And that hasn't gotten a lot of press in the mainstream media. Oxford concluded that 90% of hospitalizations and ER visits would be prevented with just one medicine studied against COVID, budesonide. What are we going to find with ivermectin? And, you know, we've already seen that monoclonal antibodies are effective as well. So we have many tools that are beneficial in early effective outpatient treatment. That totally is a different track than a vaccine agenda. And but I think that this is very exciting, and we're talking about science. And we're not talking about ventilators, by the way.
Or bags over the heads. I have to tell you, though, I'm a little more cynical because I've already seen enough evidence from doctors that have been using ivermectin for a year now with tens of thousands of patients and outpatient studies, and it's already proven to work, along with budesonide and a lot of other things that we know are out there. So I'm a little more cynical, thinking that this is the NIH basically trying to cover themselves and say, oh, no, see, we did test ivermectin. We did test it. See, it wasn't just about the vaccine, just so they can make that argument. And then who knows? I mean, maybe they get a result that they want. Maybe they come out and say, well, nope, ivermectin doesn't work. To facilitate their own narrative, or maybe they come out and say it does work, to which we would say, hey, yeah, we've known that for over a year. So I'm a little more cynical than you are, but what are you expecting to come from these studies?
Well, I'm going to look at the studies, make sure that they were set up appropriately, that they weren't set up to fail for us before they started, and then interpret the data. You know, I'm a man of science and a man of medicine. And so I'm used to looking at the facts and then weighing the risks and the benefits. And I got to say, there is a tremendous amount of evidence about ivermectin and its effectiveness already and its safety already. But it doesn't hurt to have more evidence. I'm eager to have them publish their findings. And I hear your cynicism. I hear your concern because a lot of the things have been crazy. But at least this study can validate what many other studies have already proven.
Well, let me just get your overall take on where we're at now, because to me, I mean, I don't think that we should really have any sort of fear for COVID, from COVID, at least to the point of locking economies down or shutting businesses down or mandating vaccines for sure. I would say, you know, yeah, maybe it's worse than a seasonal flu, but, you know, overall, it shouldn't really be impacting us like it is. Where are you with all this right now? Because it seems to be the virus that'll never go away. It seems to be the virus that'll never go away, not in the terms of, oh, you should be afraid of getting it, but in the terms of, well, all the economic impact, the societal impact, the cultural impact, the impact to the medical industry. It seems like that's never going to change. But where are you at on just the overall aspects of where we're at with COVID and where we're at with all the COVID protocols?
Well, you know, in 1 month at the infusion center I was at, I was there for 3 weeks, and in that month we infused approximately 1,200 patients. Quite a few of them, I'd say a high percentage, were already vaccinated, and they were shocked they were there and sick and needing that. But the good news is this is a disease that needs to be taken seriously, but we have effective treatments. And if you would let the public know that the treatments are here and readily available, then we can have normal society. We should have normal society. It's actually counterproductive. It's been proven to be counterproductive to shut schools, to do lockdowns, all the things that really were initially tried in China, but in a communist country. But a better our community, let me just reiterate again, when we started making the community aware of the monoclonal antibody infusion center, and also that gave us opportunity to talk about budesonide and other tools that you just talked about in our community, the numbers are going down. In Midland, the Midland and Odessa hospitals were all on diversion. If someone had a heart attack at another ER, they couldn't transfer them to those ERs. They had to be on diversion. We had over 110 COVID patients, I believe, at one point in Midland Memorial, over 107 at Medical Center. The latest numbers are 32. It went from 107 down to 32 at Medical Center. At Midland Memorial, it was in the low 40s after being at 110. Both hospitals are open for business for normal disasters that would happen, like stroke, heart attack, car wrecks. People used to be on diversion to other communities, which is bad medicine, because there is a golden hour in trauma, and you're losing that time on the road with people that could live or die. And so time is memory. Time is brain. Time is heart when you're dealing with these crises. So it was affecting everything. We should have normal healthcare communities doing normal care again. And early effective outpatient treatment should be the norm. It should be offered to every American, early effective outpatient treatments that have been proven in multiple randomized controlled trials. And so we're seeing the effect in our community. I wish this for everyone in Texas, that they would see the promotion. People would get the information of where the monoclonal antibody infusion centers are, and the doctors would know about the Stoic trial, the principal trial. But also we're seeing some people come out of the hospital if they're given budesonide.
Yeah, imagine if they were promoting those instead of just the vaccine tents where you could actually get stuff. But, Doc, I was going to let you go. I got one more question I got to ask you on the other side about how now they're claiming that the COVID vaccine will just stop you from dying from anything. It's just a miracle.
You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus, that is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% off. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the Infowar while getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfowarStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We got Dr. Richard Bartlett still with us. I had to ask him this question because I saw this headline. Here's the headline in the Jerusalem Post. People vaccinated against COVID-19 less likely to die of other causes. Those who received the Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J vaccines are less likely to die from non-COVID-related causes, according to a CDC study. And then, guys, what was the CNN headline? That one was even more egregious, basically saying you're basically immortal. People vaccinated against COVID-19 less likely to die from any cause. From any cause. So you're immortal from these vaccines now, apparently. Dr. Richard Bartlett, what is your response to this, in my view, ludicrous claim?
Wow. Speechless. You know, I think there was a gentleman named General Colin Powell who was fully vaccinated who's not breathing.
That's correct. One of many.
That's what I heard. I don't know if that was just hearsay, but I believe it was probably true. And so someone who was fully vaccinated died. And unfortunately, if you go to the VAERS website, to the CDC website, and look at the VAERS data, looks like a lot of people have died from the vaccine, but it doesn't look like it kept them from dying. And it seems to be contradicting with a lot of evidence. And so I go with evidence-based medicine. I go with facts. At some point, you got to say, I'm not interested in fiction anymore. I want science and facts. And so I don't think this is a cure-all. I think we've seen the best that it has to offer, and I see that the numbers of its effectiveness are dropping in Israel. And so I think there's an early effective outpatient treatment therapy strategy. You can look at doctors around the country are using this, the budesonide, the monoclonal antibodies. Many doctors are using ivermectin, usually a combination of medicines. Dr. Peter McCullough is a brilliant doctor out of Dallas-Fort Worth, and he's written many papers about early effective outpatient treatment. This is not a new idea to treat a disease with early treatment instead of waiting for late care only, or to try to come up with a vaccine for a pandemic. What happened with the H1N1 pandemic of 2009? Not one vaccine. Somehow that didn't cause a hiccup in our economy. It didn't shut down one school. We didn't have mandates. We didn't talk about five-year-olds getting this and putting them, you know, there's a real risk of myocarditis with young men dying from the vaccine. And I don't see this being talked about by CNN. Maybe I'm missing it.
No, they're not talking about it, but maybe that's the thing, is they just forgot to add the little asterisk there, which is, these vaccines will stop you from dying from any other cause except a vaccine death, maybe. Maybe that's the one thing they missed out on. It just shows how ridiculous the lengths that they're willing to go to promote this vaccine, and the lengths they're willing to go to scuttle efforts made by yourself and others to treat people with ivermectin or budesonide or the antibody, the monoclonal antibodies. I mean, it just shows how there's only two things that work, and that's a mask and a vaccine. And even though neither of them have worked that well, we're still going to mandate those, and we're going to ignore all the rest of the treatments. I think that really says a lot about where the experts or the leaders in health are at the current time. Dr. Bartlett, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, you know, bottom line, at the beginning of the story, we were talking about a hospital that's still under active investigation. We talked about the fact that the NIH is supporting studies of ivermectin against COVID at the El Paso branch of Texas Tech University. And so these things are still not settled that ivermectin does not work. Actually, there's a lot of studies that support ivermectin, and we're going to see another study very soon. So early effective outpatient treatment is where it's at. That is saving lives. Keep it boring. Don't get in the hospital and be put on a ventilator. Don't wait on it. Don't sit on it. This is killing a lot of people. It's a real disease. It's one that we've never had before, but we have answers. And so we don't need to be in fear. You know, we've been in a war on terror since 2001, a war on terror. Well, I'll tell you, terror and fear have been the hallmark of this pandemic. That has been promoted. And I'll say at the bottom, we need common sense. We need discernment. We need critical thinking. This fear tactics can only go so far. And I think we're at the point where people are saying, enough is enough. You know, you're not going to put a plastic bag over grandma or over my teenager. You're not going to, these things that you can say and then say COVID are not going to fly. You can't just do anything and say COVID. We need science. And so I appreciate Texas Tech doing this study again. I think it's if it's set up correctly, it'll just underscore reality that we have many effective readily available, inexpensive treatments for COVID that need to be employed early. And so I'm so grateful for your sharing this information.
Well, we're not like the mainstream news that's funded by Big Pharma, and so we have a self-interest in promoting the vaccines instead of other cheap, effective treatments. We actually like humans. We want them to be healthy, and we appreciate the truth, and we're just funded by our audience. So that's why this information is allowed out here and is censored so many other places. Dr. Richard Bartlett, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday evening.
Thank you, Owen.
All right, there goes Dr. Bartlett again, folks. I mean, thank God for people like Dr. Bartlett that are just trying to tell the truth and actually help people that are experiencing COVID. I mean, I know you think, hey, he's a doctor, of course he wants to help people. Well, they're putting bags over people's heads in hospitals, man. You know, they're telling people that there's nothing else out there except a mask and a vaccine. Do they really want to help people? And it just brings me to the larger issue here, which is, and maybe I'll kind of wax on this in the last segment before Sunday Night Live takes off, and then I'll actually cover this news and take your phone calls. But, you know, it just really is mind-boggling, isn't it? It really is mind-boggling to think that there's a hospital out there that would put bags on people's heads at all, let alone as a protocol. It's really strange now that they're just claiming this vaccine just makes you immortal from any disease. And it's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Tell that to the 20,000 people in America that are dead from that vaccine. And then the media lying about all of this, the internet giants, social media giants censoring all of this. And it's just, you know, you just wonder what's going on. So, you know, maybe I'll talk about that in the next segment. I mean, is it demonic possession? Is this just like a simulation and these are NPCs that are just carrying out this mission for whatever reason? I don't know, man. I just know that it's diabolical and it's sick. And we're being goose-stepped into medical tyranny worldwide. But as you heard at the end of the segment, folks, yeah, Dr. Bartlett is like, hey, thank God you guys are putting this information out there. It's hard to get this information out. Well, yeah, that's why they censor us, because we do put the real information out. We're not controlled by large corporations like or industries like Big Pharma. We're just here because we care about truth and justice and living free in America, having a nation, having truth, having common sense. That's what we're about here. And so that's why I guess it's so rare in the media these days. But you can keep us on air, folks, by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and you're hearing all the stories about the coming inflation, the supply chain shortages. Your first instinct should be, what am I going to do in a situation if I don't have food? Don't worry about that. Get the emergency foods at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got so many different options at InfoWarsStore.com or at PrepareWithAlex.com. Either one, folks. Get your emergency food supplies. And we have so many different options. If you want a 3-month supply, if you want a 1-month supply, you want a 6-month supply, a year supply, if you want the protein pack, if you want the this pack or the that pack, all kinds of different options at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your emergency food now. We're keeping our prices as low as we can. But as the inflation hits, as the supply chain shortage hits, and it's just beginning, folks, it's just beginning. The Democrat plan, the Biden plan to destroy this country and this economy is just beginning. Get the emergency food supplies now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Rainforest Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It really is hard to comprehend or even believe this world that we're living in right now. And, you know, the one thing that separates InfoWars, I think, from the rest is that we just actually try to make sense of it. We don't want to be a part of the nonsense. We want to try to make sense of it all. We don't just show up to read off a teleprompter, collect a paycheck, and go home, or go to the country club, or, you know, drive a fancy Ferrari home. No, we're trying to understand why all of this nonsense is going on, and we've reached the conclusions based off of deep, in-depth research and a context of human history, and speaking to hundreds, or not thousands, of experts live on the air. And I think it's pretty clear that InfoWars analysis and forecasting has been beyond vindicated at this point. In fact, Alex Jones may be the most vindicated man in modern day history. And yet, we're still living this nightmare that continues to get worse. And so, here's what it comes down to. And I've got 9 minutes left of the Alex Jones Show, and then I'm going to be hosting Sunday Night Live. And I'll actually get into all this news, take some phone calls. And by the way, I am going to play a video that is maybe the funniest video I've seen in a long time. When we're talking about the mask nonsense, this video, we'll air this on the Sunday Night Live transmission as well. It's just one of the funniest things you're going to see all day, if not the funniest. But What's frustrating to you and the audience that have been here for a long time and for us is that we know that we shouldn't be having to deal with any of this. We shouldn't be having to live under the medical tyranny or the fear of COVID. We shouldn't be dealing with wide open borders. We shouldn't be dealing with the supply chain shortage. We shouldn't be dealing with inflation. We don't have to be dealing with any of this stuff. We don't have to be dealing with all the mass poverty and homelessness. It was all by design. It was all by design. All by design. That's the key. A group of world elite have reached a conclusion, whether you agree with it or not, that the idea of nation states or sovereign nations on planet Earth is over. Done. They've decided that. The idea of a free, independent human is failed. It's dead. It's done. It's a failed concept because they look at you like a virus. They look at you like a disease, like a parasite. You must be eliminated. They're not trying to get rid of carbon emissions. They're not trying to get rid of a virus. They're trying to get rid of you. And if they can't just mop you up off the face of the earth, they'll torture you into submission so that you'll accept a planet where you have no sovereignty. You have no sovereignty over your body, and you have no private property to own or escape to or leverage in the planet. That's been decided. That's what everything, that's what, like a funnel, everything leads to that is the establishment. So when all the COVID stuff first came out a year and a half ago and we told you all this was coming, that's because it was always part of the plan. It was never 15 days to slow the spread. It was never anything to slow the spread. It was never one vaccine to reopen the economy. Everything was always a lie. It was always going to be world government medical tyranny. It was always going to be force you to take an experimental vaccine or just as a precedent to force you to take any medicine the government tells you to take. And we knew all of it was coming. And so we would just figure, the average person might say, okay, 15 days to slow the spread. That makes sense. I'll do 15 days to slow the spread and we'll shut things down and it'll be better, and we'll get things back open, and everything will be fine. Just 15 days. But see, we knew that was a lie, and we assumed people would want to know the truth that, no, this isn't about 15 days to slow the spread. This is about, in 10 years, conquering the planet and ending all ideas of human sovereignty and human biology. And using a global government with medical tyranny as just one of the prongs of that mission, of that agenda. So now here you are, and slowly but surely, everybody starts to wake up and realize that was the case. And that, yes, once again, InfoWars has been vindicated in ways perhaps never before seen. And that's saying a lot. A lot of things have been vindicated that we report first around here. And it's not about who reports it first. It's about the frustration is not that we don't get the credit. The frustration is that people don't realize that this is serious business we're talking about here. That's what's frustrating. And it doesn't matter that everything we talk about continues to come true. They still want to play from behind. And that's what it's like. It's like America wanting to play from behind. It's like our leaders wanting to play from behind. It's like our media wanting to play from behind. We don't want to play from behind. We want to play from ahead. It's like, here's their plans, let's get ahead of it. Not, here's their plans, let's go along with it and see how it goes. So, that's what all this is. That's what all this news on my desk is. It's all a funnel to the same thing that has been in the works for decades or even centuries, which is a one world government in which the citizens of this planet either don't even exist anymore or are under complete tyranny for whatever reason or excuse the government wants to give at any given time. So, yeah, I can cover all the vaccine news, and I will, and I can cover the censorship, and I will, and I can cover the open borders and the crime, and I will. I can cover Fauci chopping up puppies for his pleasure, and I will, and I can cover the election news and the January 6th news and everything that's being revealed there, and I will, and I'll cover how Biden is a complete failure, and everybody knows it now, and how he's sabotaging the economy, and now he's trying to censor, you know, the next release of the JFK reports that show the government probably covered up the assassination, maybe even ran the whole thing, and oh, now there's developments again out of China and Russia. And I'll cover all that, and I'll cover the political news over here, too, about how Biden has now had articles of impeachment introduced against him, and how Democrats covered up rape for their own political agenda. I can cover all of it, and I will cover all of it, but it all is the same funnel leading to the same pool, which is total world government tyranny. You have no sovereignty. You have no individual rights. And then, once they've accomplished that, once they've put humans under bondage and underfoot, that's when they begin the transhumanist agenda. So once you've been fully conquered, then you're phased out. Once the earth and humanity's been fully conquered, then you've been phased out. That's the, oh, LGBTQIA+, and that's the, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as a mom and a dad, and there's no such thing as biology. There's no such thing as a penis or a vagina. There's no such thing as a man or a woman. That was all just a construct. So, oh, not science when it's biology, but science when it's experimental vaccines. And so, again, you see all the lies. You see all the misrepresentations. You see all the deception, and you're just stunned that all this is going on. You can't make sense of it. Again, it's all part of a plan that has been in place for decades. And you know, it's almost like they put these little things in movies either to warn you or just because it's funny. But it's like in the movie Austin Powers where they're talking about, you know, conquering the world. And he's like, don't you know there are no countries anymore? It's only corporations. And it's the head of the corporations that have just decided after they've polluted the planet. They've destroyed the planet. And then they just say, oh, it was the average human that did it. So they must be eradicated. You're emitting too much carbon. You're killing the planet. You're spreading a virus. You're killing people. You're killing the planet. You're basically just a bioterrorist here on this earth that is a higher life form now. That's the whole Gaia thing. So that's where all of this goes. And we just sit here as thinking individuals and just try, why would any man want to do this? Why would any human being want to do this to fellow humans? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's demonic possession like the Bible talks about. Maybe it's something else. Maybe we're just in a simulation and these are just NPCs, not actual people, but NPCs that are just being programmed to do this for whatever reason in this grand simulation. Think whatever you want. That's what's going on. And it's just really upsetting that none of this has to happen. None of it. We could still be living in a free country. We could still be having a massively prosperous economy. And we've been sabotaged for so long. We don't even know. We think we have it good now, and we do. We have it really good now. We could have it so much better if we didn't have our leaders sell us out to China. If we didn't have our leaders attempting to sabotage and undermine our own country so we could be brought into a one-world government that they think they'll be put in charge of. So I'm going to actually cover all the news. That this is the end of the Alex Jones Show, but Sunday Night Live kicks off after this. I promise I'm going to cover all of this news and take phone calls and play the funniest video that you're going to see this weekend. In fact, I'll do that right out of the gates when we come back on Sunday Night Live. That does it for the Alex Jones Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.